Okay. We're dealing with Beis HaMikdash, quite a long perek. We're in the third chelek, and I think we're up to Kufyud Dalet. Hey, we spoke about the Shulchan. Maybe let's do that again. It's a little shtickle, and then we'll go into the Achilas Kotchim. The Beis HaMikdash Hayu Shulchan, as we said, there was a table that came b'Shabbos Shulchan. It means Bilvad Sudas HaShabbos. And besides the Sudas Shabbos, Hushulchan b'Tzofen K'niska, the Shulchan is placed in the north, as is mentioned. V'yesh Kavanas HaRizal Legabei Shulchan Atzmoy. The Rizal is a whole arichas there about the Shulchan itself. On Pesach as well, we have the Kara. On the Kara, there's the three matzahs and the six items that we place on the Kara. So that's nine, but the Kara itself is 10. The Kara is Malchus. It's actually interesting. He has a whole sikha on that in his Agoda. The Kara itself is part of the story. It's not just a plate that you happen to be able to put the stuff. It's not just a kli to hold the matzahs. The Kara is what binds everything together, what brings everything together. That's Midas Malchus. You see the Shulchan also. The Shulchan is where you put the bread. You don't really need a Shulchan, but you have to have the bread somewhere. You should put the Shulchan. No. The Shulchan itself has a significance, and the Arichas there in the Arizal. The Chen Shneimas Alechem we mentioned. Shayu B'Mikdash, Hu Adin B'Shabbos Muskov Azor Kodesh, Shneimas Achalos, V'Arizal, K'Pshuto, V'Rishitas Agro. That's why you cut, according to the Gro, you cut both challahs in half. And that gives you four pieces. You do that three times, you get 12 challahs over the entire Shabbos. Some do it every Suda. Whatever the story is, we see there's a deep connection between the Shulchan itself, and the Lechem Aponim. So that's what we saw last week. Okay, let's take it one step further. Hey, we have a Beis HaMikdash, Achilas Kotchin. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a thing called Achilas Kotchin. Very interesting. Shmita is the only time now we can eat kochim. We can eat food that has kedusha. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't know what tachilas kochim. But in Shmita, you can eat stuff that has got kedusha. It's a rare opportunity. So v'chein b'Shabbos, suda Shabbos, u'binyan achilas hakochim isa b'gemara shehamikdash isha b'chelkoi einu mekudeshes. You makadosh a woman with kochim, you can't makadosh a woman with kochim because it's shulchan gevur. You makadoshing her with somebody else's property, means with a kodesh baruch hu. Ufarsh Rashi, haynu shebos a kodesh hu mishulchan a kodesh baruch hu, a momen gevur v'eini momen a koin, even though you have to give it to the koin. But it doesn't belong to the koin. It's momen gevur, tegdesh. So we'll see Suda Shabbos. We've been in Suda Shabbos. Afal pi shuhu momen hedyet. Lekadesh boi sun isha. You can makadesh a woman with your cholent because it's momen hedyet. Aval be'emes harei al Suda Shabbos omru kolz mezonoysov shel odom kvutzim ktsuvim, sorry. Lo mirshona rosh hashona. We know that all the person's panasa is determined from Rosh Hashanah till the next Rosh Hashanah. It's fixed. There are three things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays for. It doesn't come out of your budget. There's a separate budget, you know, like the secret budget, you know, the discretionary budget. That's for Hoitzah Shabbos Yontif and the expenses you have to teach your children Torah. Then it should be Emes Avu Suda Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishalem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying for the Suda Shabbos. The Nimtza, therefore, Mishulchan gevur kezachinen. When you're eating on Shabbos, when you're eating your suda on Shabbos, who paid for that? Kodesh Baruch Hu paid for that. So that's shulchan gevur. But now orchav is barach for ichlim al shulchan noy. You're eating on his shulchan because he paid for the meal. The person who pays for the meal, that's his meal. Where did this meal come from? It came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even though pi halacha it's called mom and head, you can cut a shawun with it, but if you think about it, it has this aspect, this dimension of being momen gevur. So you're eating on a Kosh Bochus table. Vine. גם צריך הבונה ולתלמוד תורה, היו חשבון הקודש ברוך הוא, ולמה זה כך? There's an interesting insight here. He used to get very upset. He said, people have got money for everything except to pay for their children's school fees, their Talmud Torah fees. It's the one thing you don't have to pay for. So what are you kvetching donations and what are you... And a certain Rav told me his father was a Talmud Chochem, a Meshgiach in Rosh Hashiva in Bnei Brak many years ago. And he told me his father used to go at the beginning of the school year. He had a whole lot of sons, I don't know how many, would go to the Manal of the Ched and say, how much tell you for each child? And in the Chedorim, if you have 10 children, so you pay less per child than if someone's got 4 children, because I understand, the more family, it's very hard to pay. So you get discounts for the amount of kids you have or whatever. He said, I want discounts. I want how much is each child? If I only had one child in the Cheder, what would it cost? He would pay for each one, full fees. Why? Because on my money. Just interesting, he told us as well that his father, the only time you could get money out of his father was Erev Yontif. On Erev Yontif, go buy whatever you want. Don't come to me in the middle of the year because you need this and you need that. There was no one to talk to. I mean, you can't do that today. I'm talking about when people were still reasonably normal. But today is a local kach posher to live like that. Yeah, but whatever. They never had anything, so it didn't make any difference. But Erev Yontif, buy what you want, clothes, whatever you need. Now's the time to do it because now I have money because you do it l'chovot Yontif. I don't have to worry about it. It's not coming out of my budget. And so they live their lives. So Kapshuta, he said they used to buy new clothes. You want a hat, get a hat. Kazunta, you got a hat last year, Lomashane. What do you get another? Whatever you want. And after Yontif, then no, don't come to me for money because I don't have any money. But what about Erev Yontif? The Kosh Baruch has got lots of money. What's the problem? Yeah, that's the way they live their lives. Anyway, Kamscha Bonab Tamut Taira, who al Cheshbona Kosh Baruch, Lamazekach. Why is it's also Shabbos for Yontif? We can half understand, but my kesher to Talmud Torah. So he says, "L'chayr asibad ha'shleisha shutfin yesh ba'adam." We know that a person is made up of three partners, right? Kosh bochu v'avi v'imoy. It's a gemara in Nida that a person has three partners. There's a kosh bochu, then your mother and your father. Avi v'noise netzat somos v'imoy es adam. The father gives the bones, whatever that means, and the mother gives the blood. But kosh bochu es aneshama. Where does the neshama come from? Comes Kodesh Baruch Hu. So yeah, you've got the blood and the bones, the goof, so to speak, and then you have the neshama. Vim kain kemosha av noisen leyele lesa begodim. So kain ze tzorech ha'atzomois shehen chelek mi'av. The father has to buy his child clothes because that's going to cover the bones. You've got to cover the goof. Va'em zono to, and the mother gives him the food. Usually the mother that feeds the children. So kain hu tzorech ha'dam shu chelek ha'em. That the blood generically means that the mother has to feed the child. As who adina Torah, she tzarech haneshama. Who needs the Torah? The neshama needs the Torah. Plus a kodesh baruch hu shenois in lo. That comes from a kodesh baruch hu. Ulechein mushalam a kodesh baruch hu. Tzois letzarech ze. Shekach adin noisen kiven sheze chelko. He has to pay because that's his chelek. So the physical needs of the child come from the parents. So that comes out of your Rosh Hashanah budget. But the neshama, that's not my responsibility. I didn't give him a neshama. The Kosh Bochu, you gave him a neshama, so you take care of the neshama. So he has to pay for the ruchniyistika aspects of the child. A very nice insight. V'huadin Shabbos Kodesh. Shikulu beis hamikdash. V'chelek Hashem. Shabbos is, as we said, it's called Hashem. There isn't anything else on Shabbos other than Hashem. So who's going to pay? And it's beis hamikdash, which is kulu Hashem. As pshita shahotzoi shel asuda bois mimoman gavur val cheshboni isparach. It's poshut that the food comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very interesting psak. I don't know if I mentioned it. Yeah, I remember where I mentioned it from Reb Berkowitz on how far this goes. You ever saw that psak of his? Remind me on Sunday to show you a moedika psak. I mean, Reb Berkowitz is not. Rav Pinkus was mad about these things. Rav Pinkus had lived in Shabbos his whole life. He spent hours getting Shabbos was his whole story. His children say that his appreciation for Shabbos was crazy. He was up early in the morning polishing the candlesticks and the Shabbos was his thing. So okay, but Rav Berkowitz is a very down to earth, practical. The psakim on Hoytzor Shabbos, how much you can spend and whatever, it's quite astounding to see. Remind me on, I've got it somewhere on the phone. I don't want to take our time now, but remind me on Sunday to show you. There's a Moiridik, Mamash Nifla, how far this goes. So Yeah, I don't know who's taking responsibility. You have to have a bit of a tochen for this one. Okay, fine. Bebeis Hamikdash, his halacha shall big day kahuna. We know very, very strict halachas, very not poshu halachas about big day kahuna. Interesting, that's usually the parshas leading into, not in a Shnat Muberet, but usually in a normal year, that's usually the parshas just before Purim, by the way. Purim has a lot to do with clothes. I don't know if you've noticed. There's a lot dealing with clothes in Purim. So, big day kahuna, Achashos is wearing the big day kahuna. Levush is to go against the embarrassment. Okay, there's a whole, what exactly clothes plays a very central theme in the whole Purim story. But anyway, the Beis Hamikdash, there was a loch of big day kahuna. B'chein b'Shabbos, big day Shabbos. Shabbos also has a loch about begodim. Goshomru Chazal, the kavdosoi. Kovod, one of the aspects of Kovod Shabbos is you don't wear on Shabbos what you wear during the week. All the dinim of the swapping of clothes on Shabbos, we learn that from Big Day Kahuna. The Gemara in Kufi Udalad in Shabbos, where do you see that you have to change your clothes? In the Torah, what's the source in the Torah for that din? There by the coin, it says he removes these clothes and he puts on by the coin godly. He takes off these clothes, he puts on other clothes. Where do you see that changing your clothes is a sign of covered in front of Hashem? That's the Gemara's question. The coin godel changing his begodim is some sign of covered in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Mashal, it's talking about Big Day Shabbos. Changing Big Day Shabbos, Rashi there that says it's sign of covered, that's Big Day Shabbos. So you see, the din of Big Day Kahuna and Big Day Shabbos is the Zelda Kazakh, the same thing. Very interesting. Some people have a special talis for Shabbos, they have a special this for Shabbos, whatever, but there should be a shinoi. We saw in Rav Taubes one sefer how his mother used to do in the camps, what they did in Auschwitz. They used to wear their begodim inside out the whole week, and then on Shabbos they used to put it back the right way around. Rav Wasserman, I once heard, I think from Rav Tetz, that who had Big Day Shabbos? People couldn't afford one pair of clothes. Where were they going to get two pairs of clothes? Rav Wasserman said he didn't even have clothes. He had a suit made out of a potato sack. You know, the sack that they, the brown, the hessian, whatever. That's what his suit was made out of. So when did you wash it? If you washed your suit, you never had to wear whatever. So he used to like dust it out, whatever, you know, like bash it out, whatever. And then he said the first time he saw it, he was in Brisk. He was, whatever, the whole story, he was running away, whatever. And he landed up in Brisk. That's when he met Rav Chaim Brisk and whatever. But be that as it may, he was said the first time he ever saw someone had two suits, somebody that changed their clothes on Shabbos. He was like shocked. He'd never seen such wealth. It came from Baranovich, where people didn't have anything. The poverty was extreme. He said that was a big eye-opener that people had two suits. You know, there's a famous story about the Chofetz, which was one of Begodim. There's a famous story about the Chofetz Chaim that he used to have a bag packed with his Begodim for Mashiach and everything. You've heard that story? Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim, they say, had a special, he was so waiting for Mashiach. He had this suitcase that was packed with these Mashiach clothes, with all his clothes ready packed to go. So a friend of mine once met the Chofetz Chaim's grandson, Kiryat Sefer of Zaks. So he asked him about this story. He said, "You're an idiot. How could you believe such a story?" He says, "People didn't have food. You think the Chofetz Chaim was storing begodim, but the people didn't have food. He'd had extra suit." He said, "A fashtupta copy told him, how can you believe such a story?" He said, people didn't have what to eat. You think the Chofetz Chaim was hoarding a suit that he could have used to feed people? We have no idea. We have no idea understanding what that kind of a lifestyle was. But be that as it may, dosa shteit, when you put on your Shabbos clothes on Erev Shabbos, that's the coin godel's avoider. That's what we're dealing with. Okay. Zayin. The Mikdash has mitzvahs rechitzas yadayim v'reglayim. There's a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim, they have to wash their hands and their feet. V'chein mitzvahs lirchoitz ponu v'yodah v'roglov lichvoit Shabbos. There's a mitzvah as well to wash one's face, one's hands, and one's feet, likvoid Shabbos. We don't even know about that because we have showers and mikvahs and the whole gamsa, we have baths. But the, at least a person, if he doesn't have, at least he has to wash his hands, feet, and face, the covered Shabbos. In the Mikdash, there was two aspects to this. There's a mitzvah deraisa lurking in here. And then the second was at the konas chachomim. Achiv min ha-teiru hu rechitzes yod of a roglof. The Torah machayev rechitzes yod of a roglof. The Torah, you have to wash your hands and your feet. V'chomim tok tiknu sorach tfila. V'ainanam nichnas la-zore la-voida afilu to ad shi-yidboil. Afal pisha ein lo tuma. Chazal made it the konah that a person doesn't go in to the Mikdash in order to work into the Zohar to do the Avoida, even if he's tall, he knows he's tall. He has to be toivel, he has to go into the Mikdash. And there were Mesak and Tfila. For Pisha in Lord Tumah, even he knows he has no Tumah, nevertheless, he has to go into the Mikdash. Mid Rabbanan. So the Rai says to wash his hands and feet. The Rabbanan has to go into the Mikdash. V'chein v'shabbos, yesh shtei alochas, rechitzas pono v'yodo, v'roglov, hayalocha b'shulchan aruch. Washing your face, your hands, and your feet is halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Vilu atfila be'erev Shabbos u'mitzad ha-minag al-pisod. Going to the mikvah, erev Shabbos is a minag based on Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalistic thing. It's whatever. It's a minag al-pisod. Some people do, some people don't. Whatever. It's not a halacha. It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a din of the halacha. It's a minag that people do. But washing your hands, face, and feet, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Not saying it's the Raisa, but you see there's these two aspects as well, the same as you have the two aspects in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, dimyoinim between the Mikdash and Shabbos, that the Yod of Aroglov is the Raisa, the Minag is the Mikveh, not the Minag, the Rabbonin is Mikveh. Yeah, Rechitzas Pon of Aroglov is a din in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mikveh is Minag. Rabbi Eliel Yopin in Levi Leo brings down that if you don't go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, you don't get Neshama Yisera. That's where the beginning of all this was. Is although the Sarah of Dessler never went to the mikvah. So Rav Dessler knew Kabbalah. He was more connected to the Hasidim more than of all the Bale Musi, was probably more connected to the Hasidish world than anybody. They say that he never went to mikvah. I heard that from a ridiculously reliable source, even though it's hard to believe. But anyway, that's Ozor state. Okay. So that's another deep connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. You see what's happening here? You're going into Shabbos, is that's why we don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, because on Tisha B'Av you have the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos you have the Beis HaMikdash. How can you have Tisha B'Av when you're in the Beis HaMikdash? Ches, number 8. B'Mikdash hayu kodesh hakadoshim sheshayim hayu orun v'akruvim v'aluches. In the Mikdash, we had a kodesh hakadoshim. And there, in this Kodesh Kodoshim, there that was the Oron and the Kruvim and the Luchos. Three things: Oron, Kruvim, Luchos. But Magbila Luchos, the Sefer Torah, Shem Kodesh HaKadoshim Shel Yisrael, the Luchos and the Sefer Torah, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim to Klal Yisrael. For Amru Chazal, the Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, Lo Nitnei Shabbosis Ela La'asek B'Torah. Shabbos was given to Yidden to be lasik b'Torah. The whole week you're busy working. You haven't got time to learn. So on Shabbos, when you have a time to learn, you learn on Shabbos. Shazek kodesh hakadoshim shel Shabbos kodesh v'tachlis hakoil. That's Yerushalmi. Onit l'Shabbatos ele lasik b'Torah. Shazek kodesh hakadoshim shel Shabbos kodesh v'tachlis hakoil. That's the tachlis. Uba beis hamikdash ha'isa shos hashchina. The Beis HaMikdash yed ha-shos ha-shchina, v'chein b'Shabbos, yeis ha-gdosh ha-miyuchedes shel shalom bayis, v'eichin shei shalom, yeis ha-shos ha-shchina. In the Beis HaMikdash also, there was ha-shos ha-shchina. Ha-shos ha-shchina you have on shalom bayis, big Indian shalom bayis on Shabbos. You see that's what the Neiris wrote about, whatever. And therefore, that shalom, shalom b'naim, shchina b'naim, is ha-shos ha-shchina. And you can have that the whole week, but Shabbos is a time od miyuchad for shalom bayis ki yedua. Okay, so there you have the three things again. I don't know where the Kruvim fit into all of this. Okay, the Kruvim. So So yes, that's the next dimyon. Very interesting in the Kuzari. I just saw last week. I have a hard time in the Kuzari. Every time I try and learn it, I fall asleep. But somebody just showed me this particular point, so I wasn't learning the Kuzari. Don't get the wrong idea. Not Pashut Sefer. But the king of the whatever asked Rabbi Yehuda about the Chet HaEgel. The Klal Yisrael danced around the golden calf. What were they thinking? The Lord move on. So we resonate with that question. So, you know what he said to him? We never heard an answer like this. He said, I don't know what your problem is. Was it such a problem? Mabaya. No, my Baba's there. We had the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadosh. You have a problem with the Chet HaEgel? You don't have a problem with the Kruvim? And then he goes on to say whatever he says. Oh, well, it was just such a Jewish answer, you know, like, the Chet HaEgel, Ech Zekara, Lama Zekara, Mabaya, Kruvim. Hashem told us to put Kruvim. So you see, they weren't that rachok from the way we see it, you know. Understand what they did wrong. Aval, from Kruvim to Chet HaEgel, they lo kol kach rachok. Interesting, just while you're talking about the Kruvim, just fascinating that no one has a problem with the Kruvim. Everyone understands, yeah, Kruvim, Bezada, sure, of course, Kruvim, Heilige Kruvim, and the Chet HaEgel, you don't have a problem, you have a problem with that. Okay, fine. We're up to number 9. A lot of connections here between Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach HaKetoiros. Let's talk about the Mizbeach HaKetoiros, where this fits into all of it. HaKadmonim Kosval Derech HaPshat. B'tam HaKetoiros B'Beis HaMikdash Bishvil LaHagdil Kovod HaBais. The Kadmonim speak that the Pshat, we're not talking about this Mamstoma Dvarim Shaim Din Beruma Shaleilom B'Keteiros, we've got a clue what we're talking about. B'Derech Pshat, the reason of the Keteiros in the Beis HaMikdash is some kind of extra added Tosefes Kovod of the Bais. Because of Achinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, he says, "I efshel lahagdil b'leiv bnei Adam u'machshavoyso rak b'dvarim shechoyshvim oisam legadlus v'yumotzu b'em tainug v'simcha." Moyerik haloshon of the Chinuch. Listen to this: it's impossible to increase in the heart of a man on his thoughts only using things that are important. That choyshvim oisam legadlus. Only things that have this, that are considered things of godless, and one finds in them tainug v'simcha. You see what this, the moedika, you see straight away, there's the omer dasheni. Yevshel ahagdil b'leiv ha'odam u'machshavoy se'er rak b'dvarim. You can only raise a person's mind and thoughts with things that are considered things that are for greatness. It means big things. And that you'll find it in Tainug v'Simcha. You've got to find something that's big and that's got Tainug and Simcha in it. V'inyan ha-reich ha-tov hu dovesh sh'anefesh ne'enes boy u'misayver alav. Nice smells. Nice smells is something that a person's nefesh benefits from and he yearns, he has a taiva for them, lusts for them maybe. U'moyshech ha-lev harba. It draws a person's attention much, lots. Amazing, no? You think about Corona, that they took away the smell. There's a pelot, and what's going on here?
Well, we don't say that. The smell, it's the only thing that's not pagum with Chet Adam HaRishon.
Nachon, nachon. Yeah. It's very hard to do a Chet with Reach.
Yeah.
I had this machshava. When I lost my smell in Corona, I was thinking, like, why that? Yeah. I got much bigger problems. In the five senses, the smell is probably the best behavior of all of them. Mm-hmm. The ears, yeah, loshon hara, the mouth speaks loshon, the tongue, the mouth, the ears. There's a so Rabbi Siegel, you know, Rabbi Siegel, that Davin's bars. You know, what a Vedic insight, unbelievable insight. He said, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have taken away the other senses, it's catastrophic. A person loses his eyes, his nose, his ears, whatever. There's a catastrophic. His feeling, his nerves. So what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? We really deserve to have those things punished. But Kodesh did a chesed and took away smell. took away smell, because, but really, really, that's to ma'ira a person to realize he took away your smell. Be grateful that he didn't take away the other senses, Baruch Hashem. That's a ma'irika insight. What an unbelievable insight.
Yeah. So for Avdalah, we make the psamim.
Correct. Yeah, because that restores the soul. That's exactly it. Why do you smell b'samim? The fire is because of Adam Arishon, and the wine is because you always use wine. What's with the smelling? It says because you've lost this level of kedusha, the neshama, yeah. Say whatever you've had, and that restores your neshama, your soul. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it with that? Why don't you give the guy a $50 bill or something? No, because it's got to be something that, like he said, it's got to be something that's dvarim shechoshim legadlus, v'yumotzim v'entainug v'simcha. So the smell is tainug v'simcha, but it's also godless. We'll see where the ketores is godless.
Yeah.
Because it always goes up. The ketores was the only thing in the Beis Hamikdash that we brought that only goes up. It doesn't ever go down. It's always oile v'oile. Mm-hmm. Very interesting things these are. V'inyan arecha tov hu dover shanefesh nene bo umis ayver alav ummoyshe chalev harba. We know smell can take a person very, very deep. Neshamadika stuff going on in smell. And it's very transcendent. It's not something you can get a grip on. That the smell of the ketores was the nicest, best possible smell that a human being can make. Not going anywhere fancy. Bringing a nice smell and a pleasant smell into the Beis Hamikdash is covered shemaim and covered abayis. It's covered. Ubashavas al b'shilo matzano mitzvah miyuchedes lepozer reich tov b'bayis. We don't see any chiyuv. There's no halacha to make a nice smell in the house. We don't burn incense. We don't spray perfume in the house on Erev Shabbos. Aval yeshli smoich lezeh halacha miyuchedes shel shalom bayis sheteh avire ne'ime tomid b'shabbos kodesh. He wants to make a hekesh here to what's called shalom bayis. What's shalom bayis? There should be a pleasant atmosphere in the house. In Shabbos Kodesh, in a shalom bayis, ain in yonai rak shelo ye merivot b'shabbos. Shalom bayis doesn't mean that there's no arguments and fights. I mean, that's that as well. That's also important. that you start with that. Elafilu kas, the kedusha b'moka mitzvah ain zmonoi b'shabbos. Even a kedusha dika anger, but mock a mitzvah. I mean, during the weeks there's a mitzvah lasot, but even on Shabbos there's no room for that. Kama shekosav haramak, Ramosha kodaviro, al derech hasod hutak l'shoyne lamata b'hago. We have a whole hago. We're not going to see it today, but we'll see in the Talmud of Ora in the second perek. Maybe Metzah Hashem will do that next week because we're not going to have time to go into it now. But remind me, we want to do the sago. from the remark from the term Yomash Avi Michazal Bazoa Kodesh Remesh Posuk Lo Havoru Esh Bakomosh Vasechim Bayoma Shabbos Hainu Eshal Kas. There's a posuk in the Torah, there's a whole tumul about that posuk. Lo Savaru Esh Bakol Mosh Vasechim. You shouldn't have a fire in all your Mosh Vasechim, the Tzukim, that's why they sit in the dark and eat cold food. That's why we eat cholent. We shouldn't be like, because you can have Esh Aval the Remesh from the Zoist thing by Tungbat Kas. There should be no Eish of Kas in Yas Bichlal, even holy Kas, even mitzvah Kas. During the week would be a mitzvah to have that, not on Shabbos. Zeleshoyin tekozoyna, zaka iu lenati leShabbos delo it karev toman atzivoy the tochel the Kas the mara the iu noyri the Gehenim. Anger is a flames of Gehenim. Dali it malos of our Eish bekol moshu seichem beyom haShabbos. Okay, whatever that Aramaic is, you work it out for yourself. Umashishan minag. It seems there was some kind of a minak to have nice smells in the house on Shabbos. It's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Chozu ahu sabed hu nakitrei medane asa. So first Rashi, chaviloi shel hadas la'areach b'Shabbos. You see the Svadim. I don't know if you've ever been to a Svadish shul. By the Svadim, in the entrance to the shul, they always have adasim. And there's always piles of adasim around, and the Svadim are very makpid when they come out of shul or whatever to smell the adasim. Never knew why, but this is the Indian year. There should be from the Keteris, there should be this nice smell, and that's from the Rashi. Then the Gemara chavilivoy shel hadas lahareach b'Shabbos. You should have bundles of adasim to smell on Shabbos. This this rose is only for smell. The same as this thing is uniquely set aside for nice smells on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, so Yisrael is metukenes legeula macha. Could be they're giving flowers on Shabbos, even flowers on Shabbos, could be because of this as well, because the flowers have a nice reich. Maybe that's, I mean, there's other aspects of the flower as well, but could be that there is this Indian to have a to have the reyach nichoyach in the house on Shabbos as well. Obviously, whatever person likes, there's no halacha, but the nice smells on Shabbos, that's part of the very often in people's homes, you have the smell of the cholent, you have the smell of the chicken soups, the reyach of Shabbos, which is very connected to the Ketores, which is about covered Amigdash, which is about covered Shabbos. And also, yeah, okay. Very interesting. Just you're talking about on the Kas, Rabbi Lopian had a group of people, tzaddikim, that used to work together, and they had all this whole regimen and whatever. And they had little kupat stockers for different things that they took on Kabbalahs. You didn't put it, you used to put a pruta in the tin or whatever. One of the tekonas, it's not shaykh for us today because we're not allowed to do this ever, but one of the tekonas was not to hit children on Shabbos. And we're talking about angry meshuganas. We're talking about Rabbi Leopin. We're talking about Gedalia Olam, okay? There was a mitzvah, you have to hit a child sometimes. That's the best thing for the child, is to sometimes get a patch. But on Shabbos, they wouldn't do it. Now, we're not talking about that they were angry, so they wouldn't give the patch. That means you avoid even holy Kodesh kas. Not that they were hitting the children out of kas, but even acting kas, which is normally a mitzvah during the week. On Shabbos, they would avoid it as much. It was one of the corners they took on. Anyway, that brings down there that was the kupat stockerville filled up the quickest. The not giving the children a patch on Shabbos was the one that filled up, was quicker. Anyway, there's some interesting things there. The one was to remember that when you're benching, you're becoming mitzvah deraisa. The tzaddiki oilam, we think we're very low, we're not holding anywhere. Before you bench, remember that you're becoming mitzvah deraisa. That was one of the things. They're fascinating list of the corners that they took on for themselves. Anyway. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Shkoya. Thank you.
Don't forget to smell the halachim.
Okay. Yeah, we do. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Beautiful Yom Iyun. Shkoya.
Sorry, Adindia?
Beautiful Yom Iyun. Shkoya.
Very nice. It was a mamash. Plianora was a big, big atzlocha. Yeah, now Nochem did a lovely job. Mamash, lovely. The learning, everything was just very, very nice. The whole day was, you can feel a lot of siyata dishmaya. Ma'od, ma'od. I got a lot out of it. I hope everybody else did.
We did. Shkoya.
Take good care. All the best.
Okay. Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Shabbos.